Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action and the voice of June. I am Kira Roth.
And I am Shri Ram Kaur, and we are delighted to be with you.
We are, and it is such a profound moment. You know, we just finished about 30 minutes ago, we just finished our Super Sunday show over at Twin Flame Divine Fire and are continuing the journey here. We want to give a shout out to Alan and Sandra and say, hey, happy anniversary. It was our 1 year anniversary as guest hosts or co-hosts, as they call us, on that show. And guys, remember that our lines are open. Now, I'm not even sure if there's a line available, but give it a buzz, 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. And remember, if you call and you don't get through, it means our lines are full, but hold on to that number because we do try to speak to as many of you as we can every week.
And this is a beautiful time indeed. We are at the beginning of June here on June 3rd, and we're in this energy of momentum.
Ooh, are we ever.
June momentum. And really, momentum is about going forward.
Oh, I love that. Shri, I love that you're opening with that, because in the momentum, I could see where in density people might feel that they're going backward.
Well, yeah. Now, there's a word for that. It's called inertia.
I love that word.
You know, so it's important to remember that there is a momentum afoot. There
yes.
is a flow afoot.
Yes.
Now, how you are with that is your choice. It's your independent experience. A little bit like river rafting, you know. You can kind of paddle over to the side. You can sort of stand and watch. You can just relax and float downstream, or you can try to go upstream.
Yep.
We always have choices. However, the thing is that as we cultivate discernment, meaning staying awake.
Spiritual discernment.
Uh-huh.
Spiritual discernment. Powerful.
As we stay awake to what's going on, not only do we gain in wisdom, we gain in trust.
Yes.
Trust of ourselves and trust of the universe.
Woo, I love that. Love that, love that, love that. Because guys, June is going to be that moment that invites you to really pay attention to you, pay attention to your experience. And there is just so much going on. I don't even know how we can get through all this in one show, but we are going to certainly do our best. Now, just right off the top, when it comes to what's going on in June, because we're using the word massive, right? Isn't that the word we're using right now? We're using the word massive to describe what's happening here, and that momentum is the overarching energy. So Shri and I put together three aspects for you to pay attention to as your heart calls you to learn more. Number one, this show. And it's very important to hold on to that as far as, you know, you might want to listen to the show again later on. The other number two, mega important, make a note, go to Shri and Kira Radio. That's where we are right now. Go to Shri and Kira, just SRIANDKIRA.com, SriandKira.com. On the homepage, you will find two things that you really want to pay attention to for this month. You will find our video, which as you scroll down the homepage, can't miss it. And you will find the article that we created, Sane or Crazy? Crazy or Sane? This is the kind of month that's going to really challenge you. And so we took the time to bring forward a very powerful article that also includes five clear, I don't know if the word is steps or if the word is something else, but these five energies that will kind of be a tip for you during
Absolutely.
This month.
You know, the purpose of revelation, the purpose of sharing is to awaken discernments, but ultimately the choice is yours. When you hear information, when you notice things in your lives, what are you going to do with that information? How are you going to be with it? We are in a time of rising energy. We're in a 7-year cycle right now that we're calling the gateway to ascension,
mm-hmm.
the escalator to ascension.
Because it is.
Because it's, the reason the escalator metaphor is there, because it's like a steady movement. There, at times it may feel like you jumped a few steps. At other times it may feel like you're trying to go backwards against a flow of stairs that's heading the other way.
Yeah.
However, there is a steady movement going on. It really began in earnest in 2015.
And that's why we call it the escalator, because it's like when you step on an escalator, only this isn't a fast escalator. This escalator, you got on in 2015 and you are going to walk off this escalator in 2022. So, you know, we're about halfway up, which is amazing. And 2018, and we've talked about this all year long, this is the anomaly. That means this is the year that people will look back at and during this cycle and go, okay, that was the year. That's when X happened, Y happened, or, you know, so this is a very profound year. And the blessing is that the energy for those who are on this ascension pathway is to stabilize through Shanti, Bhakti, and Ananda, which really is about giving divine comfort to the physical body so that you're free to fly higher.
Well, truly, you know, all of the information we share is intended to offer reassurance and guidance to those of you that have said yes to your awakening, yes to your self-ascension. And we have information to share about this month of June and things that you can kind of look for and benefit from in this month. And also, it's real important to understand, not everybody is on the same journey. As you look at mass consciousness, and that's just a word to describe the bigger
density.
The density that's out there, yeah. There's layers within each zone, so to speak. Mass consciousness has its really dense layer. It has its quote-unquote normal, ordinary stuff. And then there are those that are just beginning to transit out of that me focus, out of that the self-preoccupation focus, and begin to recognize there's others here and there's a greater world to participate in. And that's a very powerful time for folks.
And it's a natural evolution.
Yes.
You know, one of the things that's happening in July, which is a very unique event, June, one of the things that's happening that's a very unique event is that as the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening shows us and reflects, the entire planet, all right, without exception, that means the planet herself, that means every being that's on this planet, I mean, everything, every being is going through what we have said for years is kind of the most, and I'm going to use the word dangerous, but please do not misinterpret me. And the reason that we're calling this a dangerous level is because this is the level of spiritual activism. Now, if you're not familiar with the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening, you don't need to sit there in the dark. Two ways you can immediately find it. Go get the article, okay? Go to sriankira.com, just scroll down the homepage and you'll see article. It's right there. You know, am I sane or crazy? Get the article, and there's a beautiful color print of the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening in there. And watch the June video. And if you've already watched it, watch it again after you've seen this show, after you listen to this show. So that we have a Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening in the June video, which you can grab at our homepage or go to YouTube. Official Sri and Kira is our channel, and just subscribe. That way you get these automatically all the time. So the reason we're talking about this is that when we navigate our ascended awakening, and remember, this is who we are. From the moment you're born, you're ascending, right? You ascend from being a baby to being a young adult. You know, we're all ascending constantly. It's who we are.
Hopefully we get wiser and stronger along the way.
Hopefully.
You know, that's part of the process as well. But the key here is that nothing stands still.
No.
Nature is a flow. There is indeed cycle upon cycle upon cycle. And it's important to be in a sense of peace with that, to be better than peace, even to flow in harmony with the greater cycles, because then you have maximum joy, maximum synchronicities.
Mm-hmm.
Synchronicity happens when we are living our authentic life with the expectation of ever more joy, ever more abundance, ever more discernment.
And mastery is when we release the expectation of ever more joy and start living with it. And that is when we are no longer affected by the outer world. That is when we have empowered the witness self, the multidimensional presence, to be the self. And this is a very big month for that. Massive. I'm going to use the word again. Massive.
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 Well, here's where it the overlays start to become more tangible. There is a level on the pyramid of spiritual awakening that we refer to as spiritual activism.
Now, just kind of bring your hand to your heart, because even those words sometimes can evoke a lot of things.
And activism, without the word spiritual in front of it, means I'm here to change something. It
right.
means I'm actively imposing what I consider to be a better thing upon something.
And we want to be totally clear. We are not saying anything negative about this. We are simply explaining energies, because this is an energetic month.
And spiritual activism has the same notion as activism, which is I need to change something.
Right.
And it usually also includes what we would refer to as the spiritual realm of I have a principle
right.
or an energetic understanding that's beyond the physical.
And spiritual activism is not limited, guys. I mean, that's where jihad comes in, right? That's where all these other expressions of any faith, any belief, any spiritual experience has the overlay of spiritual activism as we navigate ascending through the process. And this is paramount for June, because as we are all ascending, right, it's our natural state of being. Well, as Sri mentioned earlier, we're all born into density, right? That's, I mean, most of you listening have bodies. And for those of you that don't, thank you for being here as well. We are so, so grateful to be with all of you every week. And this month, there is a heightened sense of spiritual activism on the planet, which means the spiritualized ego is going to get a workout, and it gives you the opportunity to literally jettison yourself many, 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 I'm going to use the word lifetimes of experience in 1 month. You literally can end this month more anchored in your mastery than you will have begun. And we're going to give you the step-by-step. We're going to stay with you through the whole month. We are doing special shows every Sunday. You want to be with us every Sunday this month. We're going to navigate this together. We're going to make it through to the other side. And we're all going to do a happy dance, because guys, July is a major liftoff. And so this is that fuel, right? This is like we're getting the rocket engine mm-hmm. filled with fuel this month.
You know, I want to remind you that we have all been through a beautiful experience the first 5 months of this year.
Oh, yeah.
As we've been awakening the Shanti, the Bhakti, Ananda. And then whenever there is an awakening, there's always, not always, but mostly, a momentary, like, are you sure?
Yeah.
A momentary,
yeah.
We called it in April a gut punch, a challenge.
Yeah, that's a challenge.
And then as that happened and we continue to grow and move, May, it was the metaphor for, you know, why am I here? What is going on?
And the puzzle pieces.
What's being revealed?
Getting clear.
Because when we think we have a good beat on things, when we think we've got it all put together, what's actually happening is a subtle form of spiritual grandiosity. And that grandiosity, that sense of hierarchy, is actually can be very I'm not going to use the word dangerous. I'm going to use the word it can impede your greater awakening.
Now, I'm going to throw in some words here that may trigger you, but I'll translate them immediately. This is the guru chela thing, right? What is a guru? A teacher. What is a chela? A student. Every single one of us is the guru. Every single one of us is the chela. And when we have nothing left to learn, we have nothing left to teach. And when we have nothing to teach, we have nothing to learn. And so that is the experience of density and the blessing of this 7-year period, and especially 2018 right now, is that we are in this multidimensional overlay. You know, if you listened to us last week on the show, we had this beautiful caller that activated her multidimensional presence. And I really, my heart was so grateful to her for being a surrogate for everyone listening.
Yes.
Because this is the time when the witness of the density is the one that you want driving the car. The density being is going to have a massive June with a lot of energies. This month has 3 distinct energy fields, and we're in the first one right now, June 1st through the 10th. This is the moment of divine awareness. This is the moment to get honest, to get clear, to say, okay, I am awakening to an even bigger picture. I get that I don't know it all, right? Because remember, spiritual grandiosity, spiritualized ego are big in this spiritual activism. So you really want to gift yourself with getting over yourself, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely, it makes sense. Because what happens whenever there is a sense of truly tuning in, the egoic part of us kind of goes, wait a minute, what's in this for me?
I'm feeling left
out here, you know, and that kind of childish voice, of course, is spoken through energy, not words for the most part.
Right.
And the ego self will want to rear its head.
Always. Because the ego self only cares about the ego self.
Well, and being in control, being the driver.
It's
of the
ultimate control freak.
But the first 10 days of June, and we're right here, right now, is about the awareness that we're entering into a greater energy. There's a greater flow. Perhaps you in May were beginning to notice a shift in your life. You were recontextualizing things.
Especially if you allowed the clarity and the self-revelation to come in.
Yeah. Yeah, and so June 1 through 10 are really kind of you've kind of got your foot in that new pool of water,
like it or not,
so to speak, and the temperature's a little different.
Exactly. It might be cold, might be warm, might be hot, doesn't matter. What it is an opportunity. And that's really what this momentum is birthing, an opportunity. Now, remember, energy is neutral. I want to go back to some basics here.
Yeah.
Energy is neutral. Energy does not come forward with a good or bad or a higher or lower. Those are all overlays from the illusion, because only the illusionary experience of the mind would want to even quantify what the infinite is, right? That's our brain. That's the part of that mentalization of the ego of density. So if you can relax, right, just relax.
Yeah.
And invite yourself to be with the truth of you. You know, when we were on with Alan and Sandra earlier on Twin Flame Divine Fire, we were talking about the safe practice. We were talking about ways to feel safe in your own transparency. And we want to share this again, because June can be there can be a lot of triggers, because it's you're not going to be able to avoid it.
One of the things that is universal about human nature is that change always inspires a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
So think about it for a moment. When change happens in an orderly or expected fashion, it can inspire anticipation, or you were prepared for it. But when change is truly more revolutionary, it usually will trigger some fear and also excitement and other things. But there's the opportunity for fear to come forward, and the fear arises from the ego.
And fear is not real. It is 100% density based. It is a creation of this planet. And the planetary thought body right now is filled with fear and being consciously fed more. If fear, doubt, anger, guilt, any of those energies are around you, that is absolutely a blessing, because you know you have stepped out of your truth. You know you are in a density experience, and that's part of what these first 10 days are about. Where am I? What is my awareness? Paying attention.
You know, the fear is a gift, because it can awaken your awareness to make a clear choice.
Absolutely.
It can awaken your awareness to say, where am I attached? What am I attached to? Where is my doubt that I was not aware I had?
Where did I forget that I am an infinite being of co-creative magnificence that is here to have an extraordinary life?
And so all of these outer worldly stimuli are there as a seduction, saying, come join the party.
Word. They are a seduction.
We want to have our way with you.
Oh,
join
please.
This party of polarity.
Come into the polarity doubt soup, you know. And June, these three energies of June with that solstice on the 21st that we're going to talk about, is a very rich, heavy, intense energy. And conversely, when you gift yourself with witnessing the self and kind of getting out of your own way of your own spin, you know, they always say if you believe your own spin, that's when you know you're in density. So if you kind of get out of your own way and you free yourself and you pay attention, this is a fabulous month. again, to go places you've never gone, to spiritually claim things you have never seen before, to gift yourself with the opportunity to be the most amazing being you could possibly be. Because July teaser, guys, July is a blast off.
So how's that feel?
Woo!
Yeah,
I'm feeling everybody.
You know, one of the things that's important, and we say this a lot, I'm going to say it again, because I really believe and know, when we pause and breathe consciously, mm-hmm. when we bring a hand to the center of our chest, that is a hand to our heart, and take a deep breath,
woo!
We align with a higher aspect of our truth. The root center, the foundation of the ascended state of being, is the heart. And every great tradition on the planet says, get to your heart, get to your heart, you know, treat your neighbor as yourself, all of that. Well, the truth of that is, when we can anchor in our heart center, we have now detached from fear and we've moved into the trust zone.
Yeah.
And trust is the energy of love from a refined perspective.
Now, you know, because of the Trinity energy of June, and we've got a lot to share, guys. The show, I just can't believe how fast the show is going. Trust is going to come up in each one of these segments. It's not like it's waiting till the end of the month. Every one of these energies of June is going to be inviting you to really make these continual decisions. Am I a being of spirit or am I locked in density? Who am I? Well, that, you know, that's that continuing energy from May, because the culmination of May was all about who am I? Why am I here? Gazing at those puzzle pieces. And you know, Sri, I want to take a moment before we go any further talking about gazing at those puzzle pieces. We got a beautiful email. Remember, guys, you can always send us an email to guest@Sri and Care Radio, and we get so many. However, this one came in and I just wanted to share it. And it was Namaste, beloved Sri and Kira. Thank you so much for sharing the beautiful ensoulment brought forward by Archangel Zadkiel. As always, exactly what I needed to hear at the exact time. Now, this is one of our Miracle Team members, and then we recently sent out another ensoulment to our Miracle Team members. However, for this whole month, guys, use the messages from the masters. Give yourself the gift of support at shrinkira.com. Just simply click on when you're on our homepage, and you'll see the what do they call that? The tab or the bar across the top?
The menu at the top.
The menu at the top. And you're going to want to click on Art of Ascended Living. And right underneath that, you'll see messages from the masters. And just go there and let your heart guide you. Pick a message. So going back to our beautiful email from Veronica, she continues and says, on June 4th, that's tomorrow, I will be celebrating my 53rd cycle around the sun. And I've always had a deep connection with the number 8, so I know it's significant. However, I still feel as if I'm sitting on the floor surrounded by a million puzzle pieces that are scattered in front of me. I should have chosen a 10-piece puzzle.
Time to combine those pieces.
Exactly. And that's part of why we picked this email, because we suspect there's a lot of you might going, you know, I'm not sure I got the May message. You know, I'm not sure I really got it. And so she did talk about how she gained some clarity after our Miracle Team ceremony this past Saturday. And bottom line, at the end, she says, I would be honored if there is a message for me at this time. Love and light always. Namaste, Veronica. Well, Veronica, yes, there is a message for you. And thank you for writing. And thank you for, as all of our beautiful callers and people who write us, thank you for basically channeling so many other people.
You know, each person that writes, each person that calls for a mini soul reading is basically saying, something is bubbling up in me, and I wish to be in front of my sacred mirror. I'm looking for guidance and clarity.
Yeah.
And they represent thousands of other beings.
Yes. Yeah. Thousands, hundreds, guys. I mean, hundreds of thousands. It's a huge gift. Now, Veronica, I just want to offer you your message for your birthday. And first and foremost, I bow before your beautiful 8-year. Okay. 8, the archangelic realm, the infinite energy of your divine presence. And that is, and it's funny, these beings around you are using the word mission. They're saying that you have forgotten that the mission never stops. The mission just keeps getting richer through your entire life. And that this is the year that you will anchor that. And they're saying, take one step every day into the trust of who you truly are. And they're also saying that all these people around you, there's a lot of people around you with conflicting views and conflicting information. They're saying, stop trying to even talk to them. They're saying, meet them where they are, holding the presence of your truth, and watch the miracle unfold. Happy birthday, Angel. Thank you for writing.
You know, I love that. Meet them where they are and watch the miracle unfold.
Yeah.
So often we try to make other people conform to what we're wanting to be more of.
Now, that's actually in its own way part of spiritual activism.
Yes.
And that's why this is such a powerful time to talk about this.
Yeah. So making other people conform is a way of saying, I don't want to fully look at myself, or I don't trust that I can be what I need to be without someone else also being it.
Well, it also means that you're looking outside.
Yes.
You know, you're on that outer focus, and outer focus is density focus. Just remember that, guys. Outer focus is density focus. Remember that all forms of activism feed the planetary thought body. Consider this. If you're angry about something enough to take up your actions, that energy actually feeds what you're normally trying to release. And it's a step that we all go through. It's an important step because it brings forward your spiritual discernment. I mean, guys, when I was in college, way back when, I'll date myself. This is when the Iranian hostage crisis was going on. I remember demonstrating in Washington, D.C. As a matter of fact, I was on the news because I was so aggressive in the activism. What a wonderful, wonderful gift was given to me in that moment. And I'm grateful I moved through that phase. And what we're inviting you to do is recognize that we are now at a time where the fear around the planet, the conflict around the planet, the rising tide of isolationism, the rising tide of spiritual activism is calling us out. It's saying, hey, warriors of light, spirit of light, those of you on the path of ascension, wake up and grow. And that's the gift of June. It's an opportunity to wake up and grow in a way that you have not yet done. And I think that's pretty exciting, Sri.
Absolutely. And that has a lot to do with this first 10 days of June.
Absolutely. Awareness.
The recognition that something is birthing through you, the recognition that what you assumed was comfortable in the past may not feel so comfortable anymore.
Yeah.
And rather than try to put that toothpaste back in the tube, to look a little deeper, where am I being called? Who am I meant to be with? How am I meant to express myself?
And to not be afraid to be with yourself.
Yes. And remembering the foundation of the ascended state is love.
Which is your heart.
The heart center.
Yeah.
As long as we're approaching the outer world from the place of love, then what in the old paradigm would be called activism becomes passionate action in the new paradigm, because we're reaching out from compassion to interact with our world rather than stepping forward out of a sense of anger and judgment and trying to inflict or impose our point of view upon others.
And that's going to be one of the great gifts as we're closing in on the first half of the show. And all of you on the phone lines, hang in there. We are going to get to you right after the break. And so one of the gifts of this first 10 days of June is going to be kind of the eye opening. As you step back and witness yourself, as you give yourself the gift of saying, of laughing at your ego, of watching how the ego would stop you, you know, you could be at the precipice right there at the moment of your biggest breakthrough. And that's when the ego is going to throw the biggest fit, because the ego is terrified you're going to leave it alone. And so as you walk through these first 10 days of June, be aware of your own presence. Be aware of your own energy. Where are you placing your time? What is calling your attention? How are you? Are you responding or reacting? This is a powerful moment because, guys, when we come back from our break, we are going to talk about the second two phases of June. Take advantage of this time. Take advantage of this time and feel the moment. You feel the momentum. You feel the energy. Every day is going to keep building, 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 building all the way until June 22nd.
And remember, as we opened up the show, there is a difference between momentum and inertia. And inertia is the energy of fear that has caused so many people to just circulate around an old universe rather than allow for an expansion.
Exactly. Now, before we dive into the break, we just want to remind you, this month is so massive, you really want to get the full experience of everything that's going on. You're already doing it by tuning into this radio show, and make sure you join us every Sunday this month, because there's going to be a lot more. Go to shriankira.com, get the article, print the article, look at the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening, look at the five energies that could be affecting you, really give yourself the support and the tools you need, and make sure you watch our video, even if you have to watch it more than once. Kind of fascinating. First time we've had a video in a long time with lots of phenomenon showing up.
We'll talk about that when we come back.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you what, we have a little message coming your way, so stand by and we'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the violet flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at shriankira.com. That's shriankira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back, everybody. We are delighted to be with you. And as we were sharing in the first half of the show, the energy of June really is a Trinity energy. That is to say, the first 10 days are marked by a growing awareness that you are participating in something that you may not have fully noticed before, that maybe those puzzle pieces are revealing a greater context for your life, or the awareness that it's time to change something. It's that kind of a thing. It's the beginning of an evolutionary step, and with it comes awakening. With it comes some excitement where you might say, I'm in, let's go, let's get on with it. And then simultaneously, for folks in that first phase, there may come a moment where we're going, I'm not ready for this. I'm out. Let me back away. Well, that brings us to the second part of the Trinity. That's June 11 to 21. Now, this opportunity is about the opportunity to kind of discover your wings, that, okay, you're in this expansion, you're in this momentum. Can you really fly, or can you really swim in that ocean? And that sense of being in this expanding flow without actually drowning from exhaustion.
Well, actually playing in it.
Yeah.
You really want to play in it, because this is going to be the most intense moment of June. And unlike the past few months where it was centered around just a couple days, mm-hmm. this month it's the 11th through the 21st, literally the 11th through literally the 21st.
And so the energy in the mid part of that month is an opportunity to really experience the fullness of what you said yes to,
mm-hmm.
and to experience the expanding universe. Now, what happens is sometimes when we're beginning that process, you might find a moment of self-doubt, and you smile at that and say,
well,
no.
That's when the spiritual activism can really come forward too, because the ego wants to take control.
Absolutely. When we are in an all-encompassing experience, one of the first things people do, the ego itself does, is try to blink and bring you back.
The ego sends out that giant hook. Remember that on the stages? It sends out that giant hook and goes, oh, no.
Oh, I heard the gong.
No. Exactly.
So this center part of the month is truly an opportunity to kind of practice being with the expansion.
Mm-hmm.
And the good news is this will lead you to the solstice.
Woo! Now, I just lost my breath when you said that.
I'll say it again.
Ooh, all right, no, I'm having to breathe. Let me catch my breath. Wow. And if you have any other guys, the solstice, June 21, this is, it's just going to be a magical moment in June, and it's going to come at a time when everybody wants a magical moment. And so there will be a moment, and for each being on the planet, it will be unique, and it will be at a different moment. It's not like a collective, like at this time and hour.
The day of the Earth is still kind of.
No, exactly. Yeah. However, you will have your standstill moment.
Mm-hmm.
You will have that moment of silence, that breakthrough, that recognition, and it might even sneak up on you. You might have even forgotten it was the 21st, and all of a sudden you're like, whoa, what just happened? It might feel like a huge, one way to describe it is almost like a between the worlds effect, like, whoa, where was I? Well, for some of you, you weren't here. I can tell you that right now. And so this is coming, and the gift, at the moment when you might be screaming for it the most, you will have the opportunity to just relax and claim a new harmony, a new balance, and everything will just start flowing again. And that rocks, because we're going to talk a little bit more about the 22nd to the 30th, that final piece, but you really want to give yourself the blessing between June 11 and 21 of witnessing the spiritualized ego if it comes forward, witnessing the events that are happening around you, and staying in your ascended mastery.
Yes. I'll tell you what, we have some wonderful callers
standing by. Yeah, I was
going
to say, speaking of ascended mastery, look at all these extraordinarily beautiful beings that have joined us today.
Well, we're going to run to the phone lines, and we're going to start at line one and say hello to Jennifer from Vancouver, British Columbia.
First time on the show. Welcome, beautiful Jennifer.
Well, there's Jennifer from Vancouver, Washington.
Okay,
that'll
works.
Work too.
Well, I thank you so much. Just feel my heart. So grateful for this opportunity to talk to you. Everything you're talking about makes a lot of sense to me, and I would really like some insight into some physical struggles that I've really been going through for decades. That seem to recycle. I've been totally committed to the ascension process. And about 2 weeks ago, was doing a practice to open my sacred heart even more to love, and found it was just locked. And I've been doing pranic breathing and working with the practice that I have. And a lot has opened, and I'm loving all this energy. It's I feel it. But I seem to cycle back to real illness, and I'm obese, and I've tried many ways to try to change that, but these patterns stay. But this pain that I mm-hmm. keep cycling back to, and it I've worked a lot with fear, but this is pain seems to be when I get really present to it. It's massive grief that I've had all my life. It mm-hmm. bubbles up, and there's nothing in my world that should be grieving. So yeah. I would like to.
So can I jump in? Yeah.
Sure, please.
I'm going to jump in because, boy, is it talking. And forgive me, but you have chatterboxes all around you, including your body.
For help.
Yeah. Well, here's the gift, my angel. First and foremost, the physical body weight issue for you has everything to do with the energy you're carrying and you've needed it. I know that on a physical level, it might be frustrating, and an emotional level in a world that doesn't quite understand it, but it's actually helped support the massive mastery inside of you. What I can tell you is I see that normalizing by the end of the year. However, the pain that you and the physical symptoms, as you were talking, I saw you laying on a beach, and I'm not kidding. It was like four bamboo sticks at the four, like one at your head, one at your feet, one on your left, one at your right, and they were on fire. And they're saying that you are burning through the fire of the residual doubt and energy from other lifetime experiences that have overlaid you and tried to prevent you from breaking through. And the emotional body has bought into this. So June, I love, love, love that you're our first caller and that you got through today. This is your month, Jennifer. You have an opportunity to really do it this month. And what they're saying is, pay more attention to your truth and less attention to that which is not. And all these angels are giving you the mantra of self-ascension. So I'm just going to give it to you again. You bring your hand to your heart. You've done everything else you can do. Now it's about visualize yourself laying on that beach with those four bamboo poles on fire, hands on your heart, and you're saying, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. And if you keep doing that every day, and especially through these first 10 days of the month, you're going to find some dramatic shifts in your life by the end of the month. And so I'm half breathy talking to you because you're so amazing. So thank you for getting through, and thank you for opening this energy for all of us today. So much love and many, many blessings, Angel. Namaste.
Oh, thank you so much, Kira. Thank you.
Thank you, my love. Namaste. Many blessings. Woo!
Yeah.
And everybody feel your crown chakra.
Take a breath.
Wow. I'm spinning right now. And this is our beautiful community. We are all spinning together.
And it's important to recognize that this now moment, this lifetime, is indeed the culminating lifetime of so many other experiences.
Yep.
And whether you want to call them past lives, parallel lives, you can refer to it in any way you want to. The long and the short of it is we are resolving those energies.
Yeah.
And everything that's gone before is a gift and is reflected in your being today.
And this is going to be part of that June 11 through 21 experience. How are you going to navigate June through 11 through 21? Guys, there's going to be stuff happening all over the place in density. Where are you putting your attention? If June 11 through the 21, you keep the experience in your mastery, how is the master walking through this time? You will be, I promise you, blown away by the end of the month. Beautiful. All right. Well, speaking of blowing me away, look at all these beautiful people.
Hey, we've got another first-time caller online.
Yes, we do.
Let's say hi to Mary from Ohio.
Namaste, Mary. Welcome, Angel.
Hi. Namaste. I'm glad I got through. I was calling in today. I want some clarity on an unusual communication my beloved and I have been having over the phone. We've been together for about 4 years or so. Mm-hmm. And for the past year and a half or so, every now and then we get this click while we're on the phone together. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like someone's picked up another line and is trying to join in on the conversation or listen in. But we're both on cell phones. So that's not possible. He always gets an eerie feeling when he hears it and wants to hang up right away, and then we'll call back in like 10 minutes or so. Well, the other night I called him, and until the other night I'd never had the same experience, but I heard it, and I expected him to answer the phone, and instead I was greeted with silence, but also the eerie feeling as if there was another presence on the other end of the line. And I'm wondering, what message might we receive from this, and why are we getting that eerie feeling, and how do we move forward so that we can have more peaceful as well as more clear communication?
Well, I love that you're asking, Mary. I love it. And I'm Sheree and I are looking at each other smiling, because when we first met early on, we used to have the exact same thing. And it actually got to the point where you almost thought you heard whispering. And what I can share.
It's like, it's like you're another, you can feel the presence on the other end.
Well,
the
presence
is there.
Ghost
walked in the room.
Yeah. Well, it's not a ghost. And here's the key. Both of you are being attuned to open up to greater frequency and greater expansion than what you are currently at. You've been kind of mirroring each other, staying at one level, even though you've been kind of moving forward and doing stuff. I mean, I'm looking at everything around the two of you. You're both together, and you both have to breathe into this together for it to happen. And so I really find it fascinating that it's using the electronics for the two of you. So the next time this happens, you put a hand to your heart and invite him to do the same thing. You put a hand on your heart and you say, okay, I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me and pay attention, because it's not just one energy. There's several, and it's a call. It's literally a call for the two of you to lift to the next level. And I love that you got through today, because that's what June is all about. And so relax into it. Nothing you need to worry about. You've got a lot of protection around you, but relax into it. Notice what you feel. And if there's a sense of eeriness, then you say, thank you, I'm not ready to accept this call. And the next time it happens, you'll notice a different energy. Thank you, I'm ready to accept that one. And just avoid being fascinated by the phenomenon and simply receive the energy lift that you are being invited to receive. And I'm really grateful you got through today. We love you dearly. Many, many blessings.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, my love. Namaste. Whew. Well, you know, yes. Shri, I got to go to the last part of June before we take the next caller, because everything that our callers are talking about and everything that happens. So guys, remember, as a recap, June 1 through 10, we're in it right now. Okay. Dive in, get your awareness going, pay attention, be the gift of being honest with yourself, witness your ego, pay attention to spiritualized ego, pay attention to anything that would try to take you off your path. June 11 through 21, massive. This is the experience. This is the big one. This is when it's all going to kind of be in front of you. Focus on your mastery. Stay on your mastery. That brings us to the final part of June, June 22nd through the 30th. Now, guys, the biggest energy of this is choice, because it's a pop or drop moment for all of humanity.
You know, you've had all of this stuff going on that has stimulated discernment, mm-hmm, awareness, that mm-hmm has given you the opportunity to express your creative flow in a new way.
Yeah.
So as we get toward the end of June, this is a time of integration.
Oh, yeah.
A time of recognition, and the insights that you've received are there as foundation for more choices.
Yes.
That's the key with insights. Are you ready to move forward? You know, are you ready to continue the journey? Now, this energy of choice, this energy of it's
pop or drop.
Yeah, it's a momentum energy, just like the whole month.
Oh, and, yeah.
And there were people at the first 10 days of the month who were kind of saying, I don't think I want to do this. Well, a lot of them are going to come around at the end of the month going, wait a minute, I've been noticing, and I do need to choose to participate.
Now, these will be those same people at the front of the month that were just like, you know, kind of that quiet, I can't do this. And kind of just as quietly, they'll kind of tiptoe back in at the end of the month and go, oh, okay, I think I am on board. Now, how does that happen? It happens because of your presence. And this is why, no matter what you witness, And that's really the key, guys, because there's going to be a lot of am I crazy or am I sane going on this month. I mean, just a lot of it. And again, I can't stress enough. Please, please, please go to YouTube or go to our homepage at shriandkira.com. Watch the June video. Get the article. Download it. Print it. Pay attention to it. Because remember that balance and the restoration of balance and the gift of reconnecting with harmony are all going to really peak around June 21 during that solstice quiet aha moment. And then the last couple weeks of the month, the 22nd through the 30th, give you the opportunity to really dive into that. And as you're diving into that, you'll notice that the choice was probably already made without you even having to consciously do it. And that's part of those gifts. Now, there's still so much more to share, but I want to make a conscious choice. And I noticed, Shri, you know, our planet has been speaking a lot lately, and our planet is really, and if you guys were with us at Twin Flame Divine Fire, we were talking a lot about that earlier today, but I noticed we have a caller from Hawaii where it has really been talking.
We're going to head to line 4 then, and we'll say hi to Sophia from California.
Namaste, Sophia.
Namaste. Hi. I'm calling to request a mini soul reading. It seems I've been in a holding pattern for about 2 years. So I'm wanting to discern if a shift back to a growing pattern requires a move to a new city or town, and if it does, to where.
Okay, it could. It absolutely could. All I heard clearly was they're saying that it doesn't have to be a move, but your energy is actually already aligned with the move. So in other words, you could stay where you are right now, but it's like the momentum. And I love that you're getting through today because it's, you know, this is all about June and momentum. Your momentum, they're also saying south. Wherever you are right now, south from where you are, would be like a where. And they're saying that your quote unquote holding pattern has been for you to get nakedly honest and look at the final remnants that have sought to keep you in a pattern that kind of repeats itself. And they're saying, why not? And it's cute. They're showing me you and you're wearing like a Superman costume with this big cape and you have the cape tight around you. And they're saying, fly open the cape, you know, like rip open the cape. You don't even need the cape to fly. Stand forward. I am here and claim the truth of who you are. And this is a month for all of that to happen for you. So I love that you got through, Sophia, and do not fear. You actually are already in momentum. You got through today for that exact reason. Take that energy, bring it into yourself, get nakedly honest with yourself, rip open that cape and fly, because by the end of the month, you're going to feel a lot different about your life and a lot will be in place. So thank you for getting through. Thank you for bringing that energy and momentum into today's show. We love you, Angel. Many blessings.
Thank you. I love you too. And thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, thank you, Angel. And from the top and bottom of all of our hearts, we are grateful. Yeah.
You know, as a spiritual community, and each of you is participating in the ashram of your life, that it's no longer required that you leave anywhere in order to attain the truth. You are the truth in form. And as we relax and breathe and trust our lives, more is revealed.
And as the energy sometimes invites us to make some shifts, that's part of our mastery.
Yep.
You know, that is part. And this is the momentum of June, guys. There is so much going on. And I would be, you know, Sri, we would be remiss if we also didn't talk about that. Guys, this is just going to keep building, right? July, August, July is massive as well. And this is why 2018 is that anomaly year, right? It's an anomaly. Come join us the end of the year. Come here. We are offering for the first time this extraordinary journey of remembering Atlantis. Go to our website, treeandkira.com. It's right on the homepage. And just learn about it. You know, just learn about it. Get the PDF, because even in the PDF file, there's a questionnaire about, are you from Atlantis? It's a checklist. You might even want to just check that out, because this is a true gift. And it's a powerful journey that will be filled with revelations, 4 full days of ceremony that will take you to the depth of your interdimensional capacities, plus our mystical New Year's miracle ignition. So just learn about it. Come join us.
We'd love to have you be with us, because you're receiving by being there not only the nourishment of spiritual community, there are initiations, there are accelerations, there is the opportunity to take a giant leap forward.
It's an alchemical restructuring of your manifestation capacities. And so anyway, guys, join us, join us, join us. And, you know, Sri, we have so many people holding right now. Why don't we jump right here? Let's go to line one and welcome Sarah from California.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking my call. I will make this brief. I moved to Los Angeles almost 2 years ago. Huge transition for me. And I am feeling like there's all kinds of good stuff trying to get to me, good opportunities, new relationships. But I'm feeling like there's a barrier, like all kinds of past sort of trauma, past stuff is perhaps getting in the way of all this really great stuff trying to get to me. I mean, maybe, maybe not. And I've been really diligent about working with healers and therapists and really trying to heal, you know, this fear and what might be holding me back. And I guess I'm afraid that I've maybe missed some key opportunities because I haven't healed enough.
Got it. I'm going to stop right there, because I'm giggling at what you're saying, because here's the deal. You're not trusting you. You need to stop. Just stop seeking and start being. All of these masters around you are saying there is nothing for you to be afraid of. They're also saying that you were in a 2-year period, that when you said I moved to Los Angeles 2 years ago, the first thing they said was it was almost 2 years too soon, meaning that you're now at that moment. So everything that you've done is ready to birth through you. And so the key is to go deep within and start saying, I trust myself. I love myself. I trust myself. I love myself. Get into water often. I trust myself. I love myself. And take the steps you know you need to take. You don't need anybody else's advice. So I'm going to shut up because I know what a master you are, and you're ready to let that master shine. We love you, Sarah. And I'm so glad you got through today.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye. Many blessings. Namaste.
Beautiful indeed. And remember, beloved ones, this month of June is really about momentum. Are you allowing the momentum that is before you, that is working through you, to lift you into greater states of being, greater clarity, greater a sense of self-responsibility? Or is the momentum intimidating you in some fashion, which is going to cause the ego to jump up and say, oh, no, I'll figure it out.
And if it is, love it and move through it. And guys, make a note. Be with us every week in June, because there's so much more. Go watch the video at YouTube, Official Sri and Kira. Get the article, download it, print it, read it, go over it. Come join us in December. We love you, and make the most of this extraordinary month.
As we take a deep breath, we look forward to having the joy of being with you again live next week. And until then, may you trust that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.